This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it is happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning company. Name of the company is LogicMark, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol LGMK. With us today is the company's CEO, Ms. Chai-Lynn Simmons. Chai-Lynn, welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting me. Pleasure to be here.
Well, it's wonderful to have you back. We haven't talked to you since about last year, September of 2022. So for my new listeners, let's talk about what your company does. And for our older listeners, tell us what you've been up to in the last year or so.
Yeah, so we've been busy with our heads down, trying to build quite a lot of change, not just in the company, but in the pearls industry itself. You might have seen our second quarter earnings last week where we talked about the launch of a new hardware product, one of the first to have a touchscreen. But also it's not just a launch of one product, but it's a launch of actually three products, which is one, a cloud-based system that has AI ML, and then one that's what we call the Care Village platform, for lack of a better word. And it includes a proprietary OS, include, you know, apps that sit on the phone for the caretakers. And so it's really the launch of three new products, which is very exciting for a company that's been just a hardware company, but now is in the hardware as well as the SaaS and software space.
Wow. Wonderful. Well, let's, you know, I want to talk about the current landscape of the PERS industry. Let's talk about how it's evolved over the years and tell me how your company fits in that industry.
Yeah, no, that's a really sort of interesting way to look at. Yeah, so this industry has been around for quite a while. I think one of the first PERS industries came out of home securities companies, right? So there were, you know, monitoring companies that was looking at, you know, your home security, and then they decided that putting a device on your parent would be also helpful as well, same monitoring. And so that's how it sort of came to be. And a lot of the industry bought hardware from other companies. And so there's very few sort of companies that are really developing the new hardware technology in the market. And so, you know, LogicMark has always been in the forefront of PERS industry technology. We're one of the first to do a non-monitor product. So you just push the button, it goes nice. Direct to 911, easy peasies, right? Last 6 months to 12 months, we still have that product. People love it. And certainly our government partners love it as well. And, you know, but the industry continues to evolve. And that was at a time when it was very expensive to do recurring billing. Right. So now you know, more than 80% probably of American households have a Netflix account or a Spotify account. And so recurring billing is less of a little shocker to people. And so, you know, we're coming back into the space, you know, with the idea that, look, we have unmonitored products for those who are fixed and low income. And you just want to push that button and get to 911. But also creating a suite of products that are, you know, trying to be transformative, to look at the industry really differently, to take us from what I would sort of look at from a phone industry perspective, having a really excellent Motorola Razr, and we were all happy with them, and they were such great phones, and then the iPhone coming in and really transforming the industry. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring some difference in terms of how we look at what it means to bring connected technology to those who need to live independently.
Excellent. You know, one of the things that I think about the growing care economy is, you know, I think it's ushering in a new era of independence. I think that there's also freedom and, again, growth in that care economy. How is LogicMark reframing it?
Yeah, this is really, thank you for that question. I mean, we really tend to think of this as more expansive than a typical sort of PERS industry. I mean, I love where we are going and where we are as a space today. And because the reality is it's not a niche market, right? By 2040, one in four Americans will be 65 and over. And
wow.
Of that 65 and over market, one in four will fall. And it, you know, it has cascading effects on your health. When you fall, you know, you're more likely to have a fall again. And all of that is really bad news. But yet at the same time, when we have a huge demographic shift in the population of people who are aging, I mean, this the biggest shift in decades, 55%, you know, of those who are 55 and over, 90% of them want to age at home. At the same time, well, we're losing people in a care economy, you know, people who are wanting to basically take care of other people in the home. We're going to have a shortage of around the same period of time of more than 350,000 people. And that's pre-COVID in 2019 survey, right? So that can only tell you after post-COVID, there was such a burnout in the health industry. That means that we're, the likelihood of us seeing, you know, an even lower number of caretakers in the market is highly probable. So what needs to evolve out of this is that for us, when we look at the care economy and, you know, being independent, is that how do we help utilize technology, the best technology we can offer out there in an IoT environment, to ensure that people who want to live independently, and that's 90% of people 55 and over, can do that while their loved ones and caretakers can offer them that, you know, to have that peace of mind that they're well protected. And that's what we think about. And mind you, that sandwich generation, that's one in four millennials and more than half of Gen Xers, you know, we're sandwich generation, which means that we want to offer that same security net and independence to not just our parents who are aging, but also our children who are coming up. And ironically, that technology doesn't seem to differ too much between those two populations. And so when we look at our target audience, which is that sandwich generation, the people who want to help their people live independently, it's really, in many ways, helping them do that for both sides of the sandwich, for lack of a better word.
Right. Yeah. Both sides of the sandwich are maybe outliers. Absolutely. You know, Shailen, I know you don't have a crystal ball and I know you're not a fortune teller, but what's, you know, in your opinion, what's on the horizon for your company? You know, what are some of your company's goals for personal safety, security technology, and things of that nature?
Yeah, no, I thank you for asking that. Of course, none of us have a crystal ball. And
right.
So we're trying to do what we can do the best as we can. And so we're excited to be in this industry to try to shift fundamentally how people think about the technology. So one of the examples, you know, I can give you is that, you know, the way that we look at the business moving forward is that things shouldn't be static. So you saw when we talked about our new Freedom Alert Plus product, that, you know, we're using our new platform, and we're using our cloud and we're using our OS and there's this new hardware. All of those things emerge, because we think that there's a real necessity in a market to basically, be flexible and be nimble. And so that means that, you know, with the hardware, as new features come on board, you shouldn't be stuck with a device that doesn't have the newest technology. And the phone industry has figured this out, right? Because your iPhone gets, you know, platform updates, your Pixel phones get the, you know, iOS updates, but this doesn't occur for PERS devices, until now, right? With the launch of this first product, Freedom Alert Plus, you know, we're launching a proprietary system with our OS and with all of the sort of bells and whistles. And so when we decide, you know, when we launch this new medicine reminder product a few months from now, if you've already bought our Freedom Alert Plus product, it shouldn't be that, oh my gosh, I need to buy this new hardware in order to get this new, really newfangled feature. What will happen is that we will update across the board all our hardware and that new feature will come live if that feature is compatible with the hardware, right? And for most cases, unless it's something like a camera or something we do, you know, that the device doesn't have, it will be updated. And so for us, you know, we also look at things like fall detection. It just needs to be better and better and better. And the only way you're going to get better, better, and better is you get more data and to optimize your algorithm. And so instead of having a static algorithm that sits in a device that doesn't really get to update too frequently, it's kind of like your car. You know, when you have this old map in your GPS system, and then the car companies always tell you, like, yeah, like, you could come in, we could update it. And then, you know, that doesn't help you when you know, you're driving on a road and you don't see that road on your GPS map, right?
Right.
That we do it with a level of automatic frequency, OTA, like over-the-air updates, right? Not that you have to sort of be forced to do something like super hard and tricky. Like, that's just not consumer-friendly, and we don't believe in that. And so for us, is this just fundamentally shifts how we think the industry should be. And we hope that what this does is it sparks the imagination of the rest of the industry, you know, how people look at, you know, caretaking, right? That knowing that your parents are going to get the most updated technology, you know, in the terms of devices, and that sort of user experience will migrate with you as you age. So that if a touchscreen doesn't work well for you anymore, then we migrate you to a product that can work better, right? It's not just one device forever, right? And then that device and that system isn't stale and static all the time. That it actually has the capability to be refreshed, which is much more of a consumer electronics and much more of a sort of consumer-friendly way to think about our relationship with, you know, health communications, right? So that we're not always, you know, having to sort of wait to the new, you know, couple of years, 10 years from now to get something new. We are constantly getting the most updated. That's when it's going to give the peace of mind all of the folks out there, and that's fundamentally where we think, you know, the market should shift to, right? And we certainly are taking the first steps to help the industry look at that, and that's our goal. And then that we don't think about our relationship with the customer as purely, hey, we're a sandwich generation taking care of elderly people, but that technology infrastructure can be utilized for, you know, maybe my daughter, you know, who might be going off to college, right? For example, like not mine, but certainly, you know, somebody's child who is going off to college, or their 8-year-old that's walking home for the first time from elementary school, from school. Like, that sort of infrastructure of communications and safety and security can be utilized for both my aging parents as well as for my children. And that is sort of, you know, not having that sort of line to think about technology helping people be so sort of boxy and like structured that this is only, you know, aging tech, right? It's that we're really, from a technology perspective, should be offering people solutions. And that solution is, could be applicable to their elder family members as well as their younger family members. Because what we're trying to do is just provide the independence and safety and security and peace of mind for everybody involved.
Folks, you've been listening to Shai Lin. She is the CEO of LogicMark. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol LGMK. I want everyone at home to get online and go to logicmark.com, just like it sounds. That's logicmark.com. Take a look at some of the solutions that we've been talking today. Reach out if you have any questions on the website. They'd be happy to get in touch with you and answer all those questions. I'll tell you what, it's been wonderful having you on the podcast today. Give us a takeaway. What do you want to leave your shareholders with and your new listeners as a message from today's interview?
Sure. You know, we're excited to be here. We've been heads down doing the hard work of pivoting a company and building a brand new pipeline of products. We are very excited to be launching the first three products this month. And, you know, please be on the lookout for us, because there's much more in the pipeline and story as we've talked about in the past. And, you know, that we are excited to really look at, you know, where we can help really revolutionize what it means to basically, you know, be a caretaker in the care economy.
Shai Lin, thank you so much for sitting down with us today. Can't wait to talk to you in the next, say, 90 to 180 days as your company makes progress and our schedule gets a little more empty. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.